Is this bitch on?
What's the format here?
It's open. This is why we're doing so well. That's why we're getting over 100 downloads a week right now.
Boss player.
Those downloads, though, I would like to know the number. Like, it's got to be a difference between downloads and streams, right? Or do streams count as downloads?
I think it counts.
Okay. We're still getting like 90% of our listens are through Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Which means what?
That's 90% of people use Apple's podcasting app.
Yeah, it's huge.
Like Pocket Cast is only like three. The app George and I use, it's like 3.2% is Pocket Cast.
Yeah.
90 fucking percent comes from that. Google Play, I think, is less than 1%.
Well, I told you, I looked at the popularity of all, and the popular meter, it's not like at zero.
Yeah.
It's going up. The cold brew episode was through the roof.
That one's through the roof.
It had max, all the bars were filled up. It's like the most popular episode we've done. Yeah,
it's our hottest one.
Yeah, it was good though. You should have been on that one.
Cold brew was smart.
It was good.
We're going to revisit cold brew.
I think
cold
so.
Cold brew part two.
We backed that project. I think we should mention that too.
Yeah,
that girl that hit us up. I had to pull out my Twitter.
What was the name of it?
Pull it up right now.
Is the mic's hot right now? We record?
Oh yeah.
All right.
We stay on.
That's how it goes. Can I do a sway in the morning intro for our guest?
You can. just remember you can't say special.
I'll say everything. I'll say every Hasidic wrong word in the book right now.
I love it.
Live coming at you. Richmond, VA. Born, bred, and raised.
Yeah, baby.
This guy's mustache makes Ron Jeremy look like trash.
But my wife loves it. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
And that's a lie.
If you've listened to any episodes and you heard us talk about that guy who secretly listens on the down low.
Yeah, this is the secret guy.
This is the secret guy.
I got my fingers in my ears right now.
So.
Episode 11.
Todd Fry in the his owl.
I didn't even brainstorm for this one.
Nope.
Episode 11 for more than number 7.
Oh.
I didn't want to say heaven. Heaven would have been just like generic, been, yeah, right?
Cliche.
What rhymes with 7 and 11 in heaven? Anything else? Nothing.
Brevin.
Episode 11. This is for my Brevins. I like that. Well, so here we are. Episode 11. Sunday morning, almost noon.
Yes.
Had to bring this heat to you soon. Actually, it's 12:03, so it's afternoon here. And we're here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada.
That's
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
The weather's been amazing.
It's been this feels like California.
It does.
If it stayed like this all the time, we would be bombarded.
Minus the taxes and people. Ocean yeah. breeze.
And the traffic.
The breeze is semi, yeah, and traffic, for sure.
Traffic sucks.
So we just got back from a little outing, little coffee roaster, local spot.
Yep.
We're setting up in the studio here.
The biggest thing, I think, why we picked this one, other than there being another roaster in Las Vegas.
You interrupted my story.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I don't want to talk anymore.
Good. All right. This is the only venue I've seen on Yelp to have a perfect 5-star rating.
It does. We're going to get back to that, though.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to interrupt you. So we're setting up in the studio here.
Yes.
And some asshole is outside revving his engine. Motorcycle engine, to be exact. And sure enough, everybody's best friend that you love to hate was outside.
Yep.
You got to do it.
It's the one, only, it's the infamous T-Sway, Todd Fry, in the house. Todd, what's up?
What's happening, fellas?
Why? What made you stop by Coffee Talkie today? Because we sure as fuck didn't invite you.
Luck.
I took a chance.
No, I happened to be driving by, and I figured that I'd swing by. We have a little group chat going on, and I happened to notice that my boy G-Wub was on the west side, and that could only mean one thing.
Good point. It's true.
Recording.
We're kind of throwing our info out there.
Until as soon as I saw the bike hit the sidewalk, because it wasn't like you were riding down the street. I saw a dirt bike, like rev it right through the sidewalk, coming like 45 miles an hour down the side. I'm like, is that Todd?
I got to be honest. I was hoping that you guys were like mid session.
it definitely would have made for a funnier. Intermission.
I was hoping that you guys were right in the middle of recording and I was just going to kind of screw it up and just drop in and say what's up and grab a little cup of coffee. But I don't know. I guess I got blessed with catching it before you guys hit record.
Totally planned.
Yeah, unfortunately for you, we're really slow.
He planned this morning. I know it. He woke up.
He woke up like this.
So what's going down? Talk to me about the format. How does this work?
Everything's open. We normally talk about what we did this whole week.
The format's pretty much unrivaled. It doesn't exist.
Good.
We have a few notes of things that we do want to talk about, but we really, short of an episode we did last week where we did some video stuff that George has been molasses on getting edited.
Oh, down, here we go.
We really haven't planned too much. We kind of just, this one was kind of decided, I think, on Friday. George said, hey, let's go check out that Desert Wind Coffee Trader's place on Sahara.
I got to see what gets 5 stars. I've never seen another
with thing. About 500 reviews on Yelp.
That's...
How long they've been open?
Quite a few years.
Has it been a few years?
Yeah. I think my Chris show I mentioned on occasion, he brought it up a couple years ago to me that, there's this place over on Sahara and, what is it? It's Sahara and Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah, right down the street from City Athletic Club. It's,
you wouldn't even know, if you don't know what's there. I don't even remember seeing it
on the
side.
It's in the corner of the most nondescript strip mall, I think, in Las Vegas. Yes. Behind a Arco gas station or something.
And I don't, and there were in people the in there.
Northeast corner. It had a decent rotation for, it's kind of a tucked away, hidden, quiet spot. And speaking of quiet, when you're in there, it's like being in a library.
It was.
Really?
People are like, it's whispering. The first time I've been drinking coffee somewhere and I was talking. I was like, I was scared to talk loud because it felt like a library. People were reading.
It's impossible for you.
No, when I say, bro, hey, impossible. I was struggling. People were reading, like full on reading. Just, I don't even know. This dude had a book. Another dude.
With a pencil, like pencils. Underlining stuff in his book.
Hey, guys, look, I'm not a coffee connoisseur, but talk to me about the difference between a place being a roaster versus actually just a coffee shop. And they are a roaster, is that right?
They are a roaster.
They're buying, a roaster is going to buy green beans from a source. They've got a long laundry list of sources, Ethiopia, Sumatra, I got Burundi.
They all come from different regions, right?
So they buy
South America, India, Africa.
They buy the raw green beans, and then they have a device in their coffee shop. They dump the green beans in. They set time, temperature.
Right,
and
depending
then they
on
roast right there in the shop. So you're getting, I guess, what do you call it, like fresh?
Pretty much.
Fresh.
So as opposed to something like a larger chain retailer. Who still might be roasting their own, like a Starbucks or a coffee bean, but they roast gigantic batches, then sit there for quite some time, and you could have been months ago that your coffee was roasted, like a lot of the store-bought stuff.
All right.
Something like a local roaster, you can go in and get something that was just roasted earlier in the week, you know, a couple days ago. You can even get something that was roasted that day. I don't know, like, have you ever been in Whole Foods when they used to do the roasting right there on the floor?
No.
They used to roast the coffee there in Whole Foods, too, for their... They're like white label, which I think was the Allegro brand.
So your regular coffee shops, your Sunset. I went to Public Works last week. They don't roast there. They Public Works gets all their stuff from Mothership. Mothership's a roaster. They do their own roasting. So your other coffee shops buy already roasted coffee and sell it. Brew it, sell it right there.
It's like selling a packaged product versus making your own is really legitimately what it is.
Do they sell to other shops around town? Or
I bet this guy. I bet this place probably does.
Maybe. It's a great question. I don't know.
Yeah.
Usually there's a disclaimer, but like, so when you see the smaller mom and pop shops, like you said, Public Works carries Mothership. And then Mothership carries Mothership, and Sunrise carries Mothership.
Right.
Okay, so that's a trifecta for Mothership there. Vesta, I don't think, sells anywhere, but they are now distributing locally at Whole Foods.
Right.
I have never seen Desert Wind. Usually places will put up, we serve this type of coffee. I can't say I've ever seen Desert Wind around, but it's possible. And I think it's also opens the door for being able to sell a bulk to a casino or a smaller restaurant or something.
Smart.
So.
Right. That's good, though. You notice how it cooled off? Tastes better.
Definitely needed some time to breathe.
You know what? I was thinking about this on the way home or way back here to do the podcast. Starbucks. Speaking of Starbucks, my sister is up in Seattle right now. Mm-hmm. They got a coffee reserve. It's like a 4-story Starbucks, not like elite, but it's some kind of almost museum roasting shop where you can do all this kind of stuff. And the one thing I thought of when I tasted the coffee first at this shop today, how hot it was. It tasted harsh.
Yeah.
Not bitter, just didn't have any flavor because it was right. So hot. As soon as it cooled down, you had to taste everything.
You sound like Howard Stern right now. What? Howard Stern, remember like a month ago he was complaining about the coffee and then when it cooled down.
Oh. I canceled my shit. But anyway, tastes good. It was good once it cooled off. But anyway, Starbucks, when you get coffee from them, whether drive-thru or anywhere else, McDonald's the same way. People love McDonald's coffee. But it's brewed and poured at like 200 degrees.
Right, and that's just because of the old concept that coffee has to be blazing hot.
Right.
Oh, my coffee hot. Well, that's great if you live in Minnesota and it's December.
Right.
The rest of us don't need it like that.
But yeah, no, it tastes better once it,
right.
once it cools
down. You got to let the flavor notes come through. You got to let it breathe like a fine wine.
Is it 195 to 205? Is that the brew?
That is what the SCA would recommend for.
Oh, I know them well.
Yeah, I know you know
that's
them.
That's right. That's the association of associations.
Yeah, you're looking for a 195 to 205 temperature on your water when you are steeping, pouring, doing pour overs and everything like that.
Thanks, Gail.
Thank you very much, Gail from Seattle Coffee Gear on YouTube. I'll plug Gail all day.
You should.
She's dope.
She's good at it. Even though I think she's getting that check from Breville.
You think she's getting that money in?
Yeah, because they've done way too many. The last one she just posted was two different Breville machines, like an older one and then an updated one. And it's, you know, I don't think they sell anything under $300.
I think you're jealous because we're not getting that check. Yeah, I want that. You want the coffee machine? I just want the check.
I want the brewer grinder and I want the brewer.
Maybe you should call Gail, see if we can get a partnership going.
I'm going to hit her up. Ask you guys a question. Railroad you here. I
guess. That's fine. That's what this podcast is for.
So being the fact that this is a coffee podcast, do you guys, I'm kind of curious why you drink coffee.
Why we drink coffee?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a great question.
I like to taste it.
Man, I feel like this is kind of like when Yanti was on and he started asking me questions and I felt like a deer in headlights. I'm like, yeah, this isn't how the show goes.
I ask you, you're
the guest. I ask you questions.
Taste.
It's taste. I drink it. I can drink it in the morning. I can drink it at night. It doesn't affect my sleep at all. I will say, Greg ordered something at the place today.
It was a cortado.
Yeah, that put me on. I was buzzing. Yeah. I think I had cracked it.
He said they blended. It was a blend of several different beans. Yeah. They designed it just to be a super powerful espresso pool.
So what time was that? And had you had any coffee beforehand?
I had coffee this morning before I left the house when I was waiting for somebody to wake up.
Oh, I was asleep.
Yeah.
Well, I can't sleep in. I wake up at 5 on the weekdays. Weekends, psh, please.
So how many cups did you have this morning?
Just one.
Just one cup of coffee.
Before we got to the coffee shop.
And it then was, you get to the coffee shop and then you have the cortado.
Yeah. This morning.
Cortado and a cup of coffee. And so this is his fourth cup.
Yeah. This morning was Vesta. Vesta at home. I'm on my last bag. That's why I picked up two bags here.
You got to have them.
And then when we got to the shop, we did the cortada, and then I did it wasn't a pour over. It was like a.
It was regular, already. It was just sitting.
It's like
in
a drip brew, right? Yeah. The Brundy. Yeah. And then that cortada thing was unbelievable.
There's some good cortados out there.
It didn't taste great.
You're gonna listen. I mean, we're gonna get some cortados. You're gonna be all like, right. This is it's the shit. Trust me. It depends on how it's pulled, right?
Yeah.
If you're pulling it just to put hair on your chest, then that's different. Yeah. But when you get it extracted and you got the sweetness coming through on the espresso, it's nice. It's
that
really nice.
That didn't just put hair on my chest. It curled it.
No. At least now you don't have to go home and put the curlers in yourself.
Nope.
Do you drink coffee after dinner?
Yeah.
You do?
Espresso or regular coffee. Brew cup.
And it
coffee.
Does not affect your sleep?
Nope.
Not me. I'll be up till 3 a.m. Legit.
So it does.
Yeah. I'll be at that late at night, I'm up.
Yeah.
Donezo. It's a wrap.
I found for me 3 o'clock in the afternoon is my cutoff. If I drink coffee after 3, my ass is up all night.
Really?
Yeah.
6-ish is about when I'm playing into the danger zone there.
Does it matter that it's a... Because if we do espresso, it's the...
Doesn't matter.
Little thing on the stove.
Caffeine is caffeine.
All right. I don't know if it's more concentrated or whatever. But no, it's...
But caffeine, it's like any other drug, per se. It has a different effect on different people.
Yeah.
It's just that is what it is.
Regular drip, though, doesn't do... That's normally what we will do, a pot of coffee.
You know, I started... Now that you brought up that question of why you drink coffee, I started drinking coffee out of necessity when I was... When I moved back here, the first time I dropped out of college, I moved back here and I had a job as a delivery driver, a runner. And I was going to, I was doing like 6-8 credits or something at the community college. And I'd be up late at night and I'd have to go do this job. And I was exhausted in the fucking mornings. I was going to bed 2 or 3 and then showing up at the job at 8 and driving around. And just, you know, like you're driving in a car with the AC blowing full blast and you're exhausted. I'm like at the lights ready to fall asleep. So I started drinking whatever they had to wake up at, and it was terrible. It was like you had to put sugar in it, you had to put cream in it just to make it drinkable. So I drank it functionally. And then when I moved on and was working in the nightclubs years later, after I moved back here, after I actually didn't drop out of college, I was working late nights and I was exhausted, man. And I would get a coffee and I would mix it with Red Bull and Coke. In the employee cafeteria. I called it a croak. And I would mix coffee, Red Bull, and Coke together and just be... Whoosh. I would just drink one of those being on my shift around 9 o'clock. And just, that was it, bro.
I don't even want to try that.
It didn't taste very good, but it did the job.
I definitely got your sugar in your coffee.
I didn't go to bed till like 8, 9 in the morning. Oof. It was a fierce mix. And there's something about mixing your caffeines that gives, you know, different types of sources. It gives a different kick. And it wasn't until, it tasted terrible. I can't even explain what it tasted like.
How much of it did you drink?
But you know, speaking of this, I saw Gail on Seattle Coffee Gear on YouTube. Did somebody mention like mixing a Mexican Coke and coffee or a shot of espresso together?
Oh, because of the sugar?
People love that. I guess it's supposed to be good. I don't know. But then I started drinking it. I think it was when I started working as a designer and sitting at a desk all damn day, which I still struggle a bit with sometimes. But yeah, I was just being tired, having a kid, you know, the baby shows up and you get no sleep and you're like, well, here we go. 2 hours of sleep. Got to make it count sitting at this desk.
I remember those days.
Uh-oh. They're on the horizon for me.
Yeah. Well, good luck. You're on your own.
When I first started drinking coffee, I was at an ad agency. I was probably in my mid-20s. Never drank coffee before. I think that I was around it. My parents drank it. At this ad agency, we had our own little cafe in there, and I just never paid any attention to it. And then one day somebody showed me, hey, you can take half of a Swiss Miss mix and pour it in a cup with half of coffee.
And make a mocha,
and
right?
It's a makeshift mocha.
Yeah.
Man, that was unbelievable.
And that was it?
And that's what got me hooked, man. And then after that, I slowly started taking away the Swiss Miss and started adding more and more coffee. And I guess I've been a coffee drinker ever since. And obviously, I would say over the past maybe 10 years when Greg and I started working together, we kind of started exploring me. I heard that my boy Yanti was in here recently.
Yanti was here, yeah.
We would all kind of do a round robin of bringing in different coffees from different places. That was kind of our fun to put up with the day-to-day of the ad industry.
Todd and I went, when they opened up Town Square down there on Las Vegas Boulevard, Todd and I went, we were like, oh, let's go grab some coffee at lunch. We're almost out. So we go to the Coffee Bean that was in Town Square there, and we grab a bag of coffee, and I think we got, you know, we ordered 2 coffees to go to or something like that. Guy's like, $72. I go, wait, what? I go, 70? I go, what's going on? He's like, well, this bag of coffee that you got is like $63.50 or something. I was like, what?
How many ounces are we talking?
A regular size bag.
Like
a regular size bag.
12 ounces of beans?
It's, yeah, 12, 15, 16 ounces maybe max. I think it was a 12-ounce bag. Todd's like, nah, we're putting that shit back.
So we did. I want to go back in time and go try.
So then we wrote an email to Coffee Bean Corporate, and Coffee Bean Corporate is like, you know, they gave you a canned response in the beginning. Oh, we apologize. They said, but every Coffee Bean franchise has controlling over their pricing, so they can adjust as they see fit. And I was just like, $60-something for a bag of what I know was not going to be the best coffee ever.
That sounds like some Kopi.
It was crazy. Prices. No, it wasn't. It wasn't Kopi coffee. It was like, what was it?
I don't even remember what it was.
It was crazy, man. And that was my first time of like, this coffee's too expensive. That was gonna be a wasted $67.
I would like to go, I would like to taste what the hell.
Nah, it wasn't that good. There was no way. It would be a revered coffee. You'd be hearing about it to this day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It was at a franchise like Coffee Bean. It wasn't at a mom and pop shop.
I don't know if they were trying to bank on the tourist dollar because it's Town Square right there on Las Vegas Boulevard. You know, like that whole, if you go in that Whole Foods right now or on a Friday, Thursday or Friday going that, no, actually like it's a Wednesday. Right. You go in the middle of the week, you'll be the only person speaking English in there because like it's so heavy with European travelers that come in there and they just dump like $400 or $500 to take back to their hotel suite or whatever. It's pretty crazy that the rotation in that store.
Yeah.
People just in and out. They're printing money at that Whole Foods.
Well, yeah. It's all throughout that shop too. I heard it's pretty successful in there.
Oh yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Except for whatever that is on the corner right next to that Whole Foods, they can't keep the doors open. What was it? Is it open now?
The Container Store?
No, the one right across from the Container Store. I swear to God, it's always like coming soon. It's right next to the Whole Foods.
I think
it's something new again. Is it?
I think it's something new again, and I don't remember.
So what do you think about this coffee today from Desert Wind Coffee Roasters, Coffee Traders?
It's a lot better. It's a lot better that it cooled off.
So back to the details again. We went to Desert Wind Coffee Traders. You can find them at desertwindcoffee.com. They're located here in Las Vegas, Nevada, Sahara, and Buffalo, kind of central west side of town. They've got a 5-star rating on Yelp, about 500 reviews.
Yeah.
Very earthy interior, nondescript. Strip mall, they have like a list of like 12 different roasts
they carry there. Place. They have a really, what's cool is they had that big map of all of the spots where they had a map. Their green beans from.
Samba Latte or something like that in the Boca Park one, if you look.
I haven't been there in so long. It's been at least 5 years.
Oh, yeah. Just talks about how old you are, that's all.
Yeah, 22. Then they got old, I don't know what size you would call those 5-pound bags. The burlap.
Yeah.
The burlap bags.
Bulk bags.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you mean like the green coffee comes in? They have those hanging as decoration at the roof. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Library-ish?
No, like the decoration. It kind of reminds me of like a country kitchen, minus the country, in terms of how like the signs are hung up.
Well, they got that, was it called corrugated metal?
Yeah, they have corrugated like aluminum sheet metal. Yeah.
I don't know if that's the right word, but you would put that on a roof of
like a farm,
kind of like yeah,
exactly in a farm,
like a storage, almost like a shed.
And it was very quiet in there, very library. Real quiet. But there wasn't any music playing. I just realized that.
No.
And I think that's no. There was no music playing in there, so that was why it seemed so quiet in there, and why you felt you had to whisper the whole time.
Yeah.
I felt like somebody was going to tell me to be quiet if I was loud. So I was like, that's the first time I felt like I had to be checked in a coffee shop.
I wish someone would.
Very nice service, because though.
I had my new toy with me to do video recording, so that would have been. I would have hit record the moment someone walked up to you.
World Star.
Be quiet. Oh yeah. Excuse me, sir.
World Star.
I know you bought 4 coffees, but you're gonna have to get out.
Finally, he made it.
Finally.
It's just a matter of time.
No, but I'd like to. I'm glad we got. I got the bag. I got a bag of. Ethiopian and Costa Rican.
Yeah. I grabbed a bag of Costa Rica myself.
That's what we're drinking right now?
That is what we're drinking right now.
It's good.
It's strong.
Yeah.
I'm diluting mine like a baby with some water.
I think, like I said, when you first poured it, it's way too hot, and it does. It tastes dirty. But I think I'm learning more and more as I drink more. It's not...
As I thin it out with the water, the flavor notes are more there. It's just a strong coffee. Yeah. It's roasted very well. Just the coffee itself is very strong, so...
I never knew until we started doing this podcast about letting it cool off. I was like everybody else, where I pour it right out of the pot and start drinking.
Right. Burned your tongue on the first sip.
Oh, this is good.
Throw some creamer and sugar in it, and there we go.
Yeah. No, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, but it's a nice little spot. You're here locally in Las Vegas. Go check it out. If you're visiting as a tourist and you're looking for a local roasted bag, if you don't, go to some of the other spots and go. If you're what?
If you're writing a novel.
You're
editing some photos.
I need to take a nap.
You could have taken a nap in there. Yeah. Nobody would have interrupted you.
Nope. Bring a blanket.
But they had a ton of coffee, though. They did have a ton of coffee.
There must be a massive storage area in the back, because to keep enough to actually brew all that and roast all that.
They probably have a big storage area, and I think they probably do small micro roasting of the lots and stuff like that in order to have that many on.
Yeah,
I mean, so if you want to, it was every, I mean, there was legitimately 12. And then they had like some specialty drinks, right?
Yeah.
And they were, they had one, what was that movie? Breaking Bad, or that show Breaking Bad. They had a bunch of drinks listed that were, they kind of were named, like the, what was the guy's name? The main guy in Breaking Bad? Somethingberg or?
Heisenberg.
Heisenberg. They had a drink called the Heisenberg and the meth. It was like a triple shot of espresso or something like that. And they called it. It was pretty crazy. But when we walk in, they had Desert Wind Coffee Stanley Cup specials. The Wild Bill Carlson. I don't even know who Wild Bill Carlson is.
Carlson. Carlson's the stud on...
Well, this says Carlson because there's caramel in it, so I get it. They have, hey, nice Tuck.
I think there's a player named Tuck.
Yeah,
Tuck. Then that's fun. It's even funny. Yeah, see, I saw...
didn't even put that together.
I had to lean on the white folks in the room here to help me with this hockey coffee tie-in.
They're all named after the star players.
On the Marc-Andre. It's absolutely nuts.
Flurry.
And there you go. So... local coffee shop supporting the local hockey team. It's a beautiful thing.
No, yeah, everybody. Everywhere you walk now, you see. I saw when we were driving to the spot, somebody had like a Miata, a black Miata, mm-hmm. with the entire hood was a decal of the Vegas Knights. And I was corrected last night. I called them the Vegas Knights.
Excuse me, Golden Knights, you jerk.
They're the Vegas Golden Knights.
VGK, did you, baby.
Speaking of VGK, that sounds like a disease. Speaking of the Vegas Golden Knights, I think I might have mentioned this before, but I remember when the name first got announced, and I was talking to my workout partner, and I go, what the fuck? Why is it Golden Knights? Why not? We're the Silver State.
West Point.
Right? I go, we're the Silver State. We export, we're like the number one exporter of gold, mining and exporting of gold in the United States. Nevada is. We mine the most gold in this state. There you go. There's a little trivia fact for you. But unfortunately, most of the gold mines are owned by a Canadian company. Maybe it's the hockey tie-in.
Those Canadians.
Damn it.
Apparently, I think the owner, just like you were saying, George.
Yeah, it's West Point related.
Yeah, West Point. He was
interesting. So then maybe that's more.
It's
what's his name? He owns reference. Bill Foley, the majority owner. He owns that winery, Foley Wines.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was honored by the Epicurean Charitable Foundation. He's one of my clients.
I just know he's loaded. Oh, we name dropping him.
Name dropping.
Name dropping.
They might not want me to. It's a charity. Like, your mouth is filthy.
Please edit that.
Please. We don't want to be associated with you. At least not audibly or visually.
I have to go back and edit.
Oh, man. Well, moving on. Well, hey, we didn't recap our week like we always do. I think it's just because I didn't do shit this week.
I had a lot going on this week. Got to meet my son, came home from college.
Oh, you met your son?
Yeah, for the first time. Oh.
That's what you get for not strapping up.
It's funny you say that because I always, the term that I use is it is a wonderful outcome to unprotected sex because it was,
I was wondering what that was, how that was going to develop.
Well, because, you know, you don't expect to have a kid at 17. So, you know, it happens, but he's phenomenal.
17. I was thinking like it was like 18 and a half ish.
He was born. He was conceived when I was 17. He came out the womb when I was 18.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, yeah, it was scary. It was very scary.
Not bad.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I was terrified. But now he's back, so I took him out yesterday. We got to meet this dude named the Fat Jewish. That's his name.
I'm offended.
No offense. No offense to our guest today. But that's his name on Instagram. One of the coolest. I expected, I never know what to expect meeting a few of these people. The Instagram people, and he's the coolest guy, down to earth. He's a character, like he's a funny dude. But he sat there.
What's that hairdo thing he has going on? I didn't like that. It's like white Coolio.
It's his kind of trademark thing.
To have a ponytail that sticks straight up.
But he shaves his head all the way around except for that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched him before he put the hair ties in to do it straight up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got really really curly hair.
Gotcha.
So however that works, you put those ties in it and it sticks straight up.
Right.
The weird thing yesterday, so I was talking to the manager. I introduced my son to his manager and all that stuff. And then the manager introduced Austin to the Fat Jewish guy. And they chopped it up for 15 minutes.
It rolled off like not as a title but as a descriptor.
Yeah.
The Fat Jewish guy.
His outfit, and I'll try to grab a picture for the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
His outfit was... like a silk shorts with like some Doc Martens, silk shorts and a silk zip-up top, but it was Polaroids of Kim Kardashian crying in different ones on the short matching shorts and top from her show. So anytime she was crying on the show, they took a screenshot and then somehow put it into a pattern.
You get it printed, yeah.
And it
I've seen some of those.
That's what he wore yesterday. It was hilarious. It was.
I saw like some bodybuilder guy on Instagram. Like had his face printed on some stretch pants for his girlfriend.
Wow.
It's kind of funny. He's like, now I can see that ass go. Something like that.
It was funny because he told Austin, he goes, hey, every time you're making bad choices, just know I'm watching you from above. My son was like, wow, that's pretty funny. So, which weird is
he? I don't even. Yeah.
I don't. It's just he's a. If you watches, he does these memes. He'll post these memes and stuff, and they're pretty funny. There's some funny stuff on there.
I heard somebody said that they accused him of ripping his humor from other people. Is he doing an Amy Schumer out here? I'm just here to be devil's advocate.
He's probably funnier.
I've never seen the guy or listened to anything, any of his stuff. Or
he has a show. Like I learned recently he has a show on Sirius.
Podcast?
No,
radio?
Radio show on gotcha. Sirius. I think okay. He does like an hour a week.
I'll check it out.
I don't have Sirius, so I'll take your word
for it. Oh, like so he doesn't have like clips on YouTube or anything like that?
I'd have to look.
I think look. He does.
I've never heard the show.
Come on. We almost have clips on YouTube, so come on.
We're getting there. Hey, I submit. We got it.
Todd, it's been like a week and a half since this guy to edit the damn video.
You said?
No, I showed it to Gregor.
He ain't never going to get this done.
I cut up the...
We need like a one-month lead time.
I cut up the unboxing. I cut up the actual show. We just got
to
figure out...
I meant to tell you to bring me the American Press. I wanted to give it a one-week run.
Oh, I should have.
Yeah.
Because I haven't used it since we did the show.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get that from you next time. Speaking of,
yeah.
We backed the cold brew on tap 2.0 yes. on Kickstarter, the at-home cold brew system. It was funny because I think after we posted our cold brew episode, this the woman who is the partner in that had messaged us on, was it Twitter? Yeah, Camille. It was Twitter.
It was Camille.
Camille, yeah. And she's like, hey, check this out.
Sure. I thought it was the coolest thing.
Let's check it out. And so what it is like a jar with a tap, like a spigot, like any regular serving. Like, you know, when you get those jars and your mom will put lemonade in that shit and it had the spigot at the bottom and you could self-pour it. But what this does is it has all kind of a flat conical insert that goes into the jar and you put your coffee grounds in there. And so then it steeps right in that jar. And then when you're done, you just pull that cone out. It has all the grounds in it and
it's great.
Put the lid on it and there you go. And you can self-serve the cold brew at home. So, yeah, we backed that sucker. I think we both got one individually, right?
It was funny because we saw the tweet, and then we sent a message on Slack. I was like, yo, I backed it.
Well, it was funny.
I did, too.
It was funny, yeah, because I was like, oh, look at this. So I wrote her back, and I got on, and I watched, like 20 minutes later, I looked at it. I was like, no, this is kind of cool. I'm gonna back it.
What'd you get it at? Did you get 39?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I did 39.
No, yeah, and I think that's when I hit you was right after I backed it. And yeah. I said, like, yo, check this out. And then you, 10 minutes later, you're like, yeah, I backed it. I'm like, wait a minute. I should have talked about this first.
Well, no, I want one for the house because after we did the cold brew episode, I'm telling you.
It's pretty nice, huh?
We'll get you a little cold brew for the summer. We'll hook you up.
All right.
We got you.
Chef Boyar Mix It Up over here did this orange simple syrup. Mint, like all kinds of stuff.
I didn't do mint, but that's next on my list. Yeah. I want to do a mint.
But he minced all this, or would you mash it? I don't know. However you did it.
I'm too old to remember.
He put his cold brew in. He bought some cold brew. It wasn't as good as the stuff he made. Put a little bit of cold brew in, some soda water, and then like one little teaspoon or tablespoon of this
simple syrup that I made.
Do a little mix up. It was the greatest, most refreshing drink.
I was fiending. I went through like another like 10 LaCroix at home making those, and I was disappointed the day I went to the fridge and was out, and I was like, shit.
It was like, I don't want to say it's better than a beer in the summer, but as far in the morning time when it's hot in Vegas and it's already 100 at like 8 in the morning, it was awesome.
So my good friend up in Seattle, he's like, hey, he hit me up like the next week, and he's like, hey, hit me with the recipe for the cold brew. I want to make it. We're going to watch some soccer and have some people over. I was like, sure. And I said, look, here's the easy way. I'm going to give you just grab like a cold brew concentrate so you don't have to worry about trying to steep it overnight in the mess and all that. So just get a cold brew concentrate and, you know, here's some simple syrup recipes. If not, you can just buy syrups. And so I hit him the next day. I'm like, yo, how'd the cold brew go over? He's like, the cold brew sodas because you got the soda water too.
Yeah.
And he's like, I was the only one that liked it. I was like, man, really? Nobody liked it? He goes, I think up here in Seattle, he goes, people just lean on their coffee being hot.
It's cold, too.
Exactly. So I think that's the thing, is it, you know, where it's going to be cold, people are just going to lean more towards that hot coffee more often.
Yeah.
So, you know, down here, shit, cold brew. I'll drink hot coffee, too, in the middle. I don't care, but, you know. So, it didn't seem to go over very well. So if you live in Seattle, fuck you. And well, fuck that, you and your hot coffee.
When you put the soda water in, does it give it some fizz?
It does.
It's a coffee soda.
But before he put the simple syrup in, the soda water did something with the cold brew, and it brought out all this natural sweetness.
Yeah.
It wasn't sweetened soda water. It was just
basic. Yeah, it was just regular soda water. It wasn't like a tonic or anything like that.
Yeah, you're drinking that. I was like, man, this is already good. Man. And then he dropped this stuff on there. I was like, whoa, it's even better.
That sounds nice.
It was really good.
And cooking up crack in the kitchen.
Yep.
Todd, do you have to go, man?
Yeah.
I don't want you to feel like you gotta.
Nah.
You being summoned?
No, I might have to bounce.
This guy has plans. You and me, we ain't doing shit. Actually, you're probably doing something.
I do. Yeah, I'm not doing shit. I have two graduation parties today.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Who's graduating?
Funny you ask. Two of the people I shot their senior photos. It's the coolest thing in the world. I got their, I think we talked about this on Ant's when he was a guest. I got their invitations in the mail, and it's my pictures on their invitations, which I thought was really cool. So it went out.
Todd laughing. Was it a selfie?
No.
Pictures. My picture.
Yeah, my picture on their invite for the graduation party.
Oh,
no, it was pictures. It was a picture.
You're a good looking dude, but come on now.
Yeah, that's right. It's a beard. So no, it was kind of cool to see like my work come back on their invitations, and it went out to like all of their
like 3-4 people got those in the mail. Yeah,
sure.
Sounds about right.
What's your email address? Free plug.
555@coffeetalkie.com.
No, hit him with that Mike Jones phone number.
281-330-8004. Sorry, foe.
Nah, listen. I was trying to drop by just to give you guys a hard time. I'm gonna bounce out of here. Got a heavy Memorial Day weekend. I'll let you guys talk shit about me once I leave.
Oh, we will. Oh, for sure.
Definitely talking about this outfit.
But you got to be bright.
I got to get a photo. We got to get a photo with T Money on his shit.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you for the coffee.
You're welcome. Delicious.
Thanks for stopping by, Jackass.
Desert Wind. That's the name of them, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty good, man. I'm not a coffee connoisseur, but...
We'll have you back. We'll have you back for one of our...
It's not bitter. You know, like something... That's like the one thing that I can typically say of coffee, like kind of crappy coffee.
Yeah.
But this definitely... does not have a bitter taste to it. It's pretty good. Well, I like it. I give it a thumbs up.
I think we'll find like a Midlothian roaster and have them
he's
drop
out.
Some stuff out here. We'll be right back.
Oh, we back on?
We are.
No. Seasoned water. We're back. All right. Well, now that we kicked his ass out of here, we can have a regular podcast.
I knew that was good.
Damn it.
He's seen us at the coffee spot. He's been waiting to come on.
He has been waiting. And he was waiting for the opportune moment to sabotage our efforts.
Yep.
Bastard.
Oh, you guys are doing? Yeah.
Yeah, motherfucker, you know what we're doing.
I know. He knows which episode's his favorite.
But back to the cold brew on tap home brewing system. We're going to go ahead and post a link. We did, I think we did a quick little shout out on our Twitter feed, but that was probably, you know, that was about it. I don't think we posted anything on Facebook yet or Instagram. We'll make sure we post some information about this. If you're interested in brewing your own cold brew at home, I think this is probably a very efficient way to do it. And you can check them out on Kickstarter. I think you can still get the system probably for, what, like $49 or something on there. now that all the early entry buy-ins are gone.
The 39s are gone. It's only 49 now.
Yeah, so it's 49, which I think is still a great... If you drink a lot of cold brew... You know, $49 is nothing to be able to do this at home in a
the mesh conical mesh filter.
Yes.
Are you supposed to fill that entire thing with grounds?
I don't think you fill the entire thing.
Okay.
But I'm sure they're going to give you a basic baseline on you know, like, hey, this we recommend, you know, et cetera, this and that.
So. Well, because it says here it brews 68 ounces of water in there.
Yeah, so after you pull that mesh filter out, you're probably only going to have about 50 left.
So your method of 1 to 10, 1 to 14, or if it's more.
What did I do? I did a 1 to 10 on the one I did. So that's the thing about it, right? Again, it comes down to when you're doing any type of coffee preparation at home. The good news is you get to call the shots on the strength and et cetera. And, you know, as you grow into being a better home brewer, or if you already are a home brewer, that's the beauty of it, is you get different beans and you make that strength however you deem fit.
I'm curious, because there's probably a how-to on this thing, but are you grinding your grounds, put them in the filter, and then pouring cold water over top of that?
Doesn't matter. It just submerges either way. I'm sure that's probably what they would recommend. You know, you just pour the water in after you fill it up.
Yeah. I can't wait to mess with it, because since we did the cold brew episode, I've been wanting to have cold brew just at the house.
Yeah.
Especially the way they get hot. I mean, this is crazy weather for May. I mean,
normally, we should be way in the hundreds by now. Right. But we're not.
I'm hoping that this lasts through June. I know it's not possible, or it's not gonna happen.
Oh, it'd be crazy if it did. I think nobody thought it was possible. It would still only be in the 80s and 90s in May.
This is like the longest spring ever.
It's the most beachy, non-beach city weather possible right now. I don't know what's blowing in over the Sierra Nevadas there, but it's nice.
I'll take it. No, go check it out. We'll put a link in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll give them a little promo only because we think it's a really good idea. Fuck it. On to the next one.
The one of the things I was looking at, and I don't really know if it's controversy or whatever, but it came up only because I would want to attend this. In Dubai, there is the 2018 World Brewers Cup, the World Cup Tasters Championship, and the World Coffee Roasting Championships. They're supposed to take place in Dubai September of this year. And the controversy of this is that they pulled all the events from Dubai. I think there's an update now where they did make a deal, so it is going to take place in Dubai now.
So here's the thing about this article. And I actually had read it earlier in the week. I don't know what the controversy was. Why were they pulling it from Dubai? What was the issue?
I don't know if they got a better, or they couldn't come to an agreement on maybe the cost for the location. Kind of like it's got to be a convention center space. And maybe there just wasn't a deal on the space. Okay. I don't know. It just briefly goes over it.
Here's an update that I didn't see.
New partnerships.
So this is on Spredge.com. This is where we get a lot of our coffee news because they have a lot of great coffee information. Liz S. Dean, Spredge Network Media with Liz S. Dean, an active coffee professional whose work includes roles at The Wing, the Barista Guild of America, and on multiple committees at the Specialty Coffee Association. Dean is also a Spredge Media Network editorial advisory board member. Last week I was in Raleigh to part of a meeting of advisory councils for the SCA, including the Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Task Force.
So especially Coffee Association, for those that don't know.
Yeah, the SCA. It was really interesting to see how this happened, and the conversations that become so necessary. Talking to the folks at the SCA event council was clear that what had transpired from the initial decision to host these events in Dubai was not okay. People get this is not okay, and that people can't just make these decisions without the thought and the impact. I'm still confused, so I might even edit this part out of what I just read. I thought I was going to read something groundbreaking, but I still don't know.
I just read that there were some issues over the location or the...
Well, I would assume that if she's saying that there's something with some issues and it's involving the Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Task Force...
Oh, okay, that's different.
Yeah, I think now we're seeing when you go to a ultra-conservative country like, you know, Dubai, somewhere in the Middle East, you're probably going to have a difficult time.
Yeah.
Coffee is a very diverse group of people.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you're talking ethnicity, sexuality,
coffee brings
age.
Everyone together, though, doesn't it?
Of course it does.
I like where this is going.
Were you drinking coffee when you conceived your child at 17?
I was not.
See? Well, guys, coffee, it's... What's that word called? Contraception. Oh, man.
Get me fired up. So the reason I brought this up is I've never been to Dubai. I think it would be kind of cool because they got a lot of cool stuff there. I don't know if I could afford it because it seems like an expensive place. But...
Is it expensive? Like to just go visit?
I think so. I mean, I think it's just... It seems like it's a place for like the really super crazy.
I think it's like all that Saudi prince Instagram stuff you see makes you
where money really isn't.
Yeah, those buildings are crazy there. The Burj, whatever that is called.
They build whatever they want because money is a thing, and it's
different type of government over there.
Yeah,
the way they spend that money.
But I brought this up because someday I would love to go to these events, not because I want to compete or anything like that, but. When you read further into this article, the World Coffee Roasting Championships, something tells me because it's called World Coffee, I'm going to get a taste coffee from every corner of the world that makes coffee. And different roasters, different styles, different methods. It's for like, you know, love beer. I love bourbon. I love scotch. I would love to taste all kinds of different from, you know, different scotches, bourbons from all over the place. But to be in one spot and be able to taste that many different coffees without having to travel to 14 different countries, I think it would be awesome.
I think it would be a dream come true for me.
Yeah.
How much coffee could you drink in one day?
That's without having a heart attack? I don't know.
Man.
Yeah, that's a lot. You would have to do some little espresso shots, but with coffee, not espresso.
Yeah.
You would probably see some medical attention drinking that much like concentrated espresso. You'd be in trouble.
It would definitely be a great event to attend one of these.
I think so.
Definitely be rookies on the showroom floor at something like this.
Absolutely.
But it would be a great learning experience.
You a rookie after you go to something like this, though?
You know, maybe you're like just an experienced rookie.
But you learn quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Something we didn't talk about, I think, last week, which probably because it was gross. But it looks like May, it was like about 2 weeks ago. And I think it was in Canada. A woman.
Figures.
It was in Vancouver area almost. It was a little bit. Oh, here we go. Pacific Northwest again, basically. So Vancouver, Canada. Vancouver area. Some lady couldn't. They told her, like, hey, she wanted to use the restroom. They're like, hey, you have to buy something. And so she shit on the floor.
Yeah. And then I stopped watching.
At the register, fam.
Here's what you got. We'll paste the video. It's on LiveLeak, so you know it's not for everyone.
I think it's on YouTube too. Actually, this is just this link just happens to have the LiveLeak link.
Here's what, and I can't tell if the person in the background has a shirt on, but it looks like there's a dude. Oh, I'm watching. Oh, she picked it up and threw it.
I liked your play-by-play. Oh,
oh.
That's disgusting.
Oh, and she's okay. I don't want to really get into it because it's gross on several levels. But there's a lot of throwing of.
So there's a couple of things going on here, right? Yeah. One, they won't let you use the bathroom. That's bad enough, right? Because you really got to go. What would ever make you think, let me go ahead and pull my pants down inside of this restaurant shop? In front of everybody.
I don't think I could do it.
I would have to be like out of my gourd on drugs or something. I don't
know.
Yeah,
I think this woman has dropped trout and dropped a deuce in public before, because she did it with such ease. Like it.
She did.
You know, she wasn't on her phone. She didn't have to like get, you know.
Bro, she doesn't. That leads me to my second point. Yeah. She doesn't have any toilet paper handy.
No, she grabbed the napkins from the counter.
Oh, that's right.
And then
that's right. She does do that.
You gotta watch it. It really.
And then she picks it up and flings it.
Yeah.
So what would you do as the employee if somebody did that to you?
Hopefully, I got a good picture of her so I could find her again. And
I'm going to jail. I'm coming over that counter because she done threw it at me. I'm coming over that counter and it's game over.
Wow.
The amount of disrespect involved with that whole action, I couldn't.
Do you have to shut the coffee shop down?
I would think so. Right away, that has to be sterilized. Because it's now public.
Yeah, because help. Her stuff went to the back area.
It went over the counter. I think even if she just does it on the floor, you got to shut the shop down. You're going to have to sterilize that whole area.
We're closing the studio. Oh, God.
I got good news and I got bad news.
Yeah. I'm shutting the studio down.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that is one of the. I totally missed the end of that.
These coffee shop incidences are getting a little bit out of hand.
Yeah, she's an equal opportunity.
Poopist.
Yeah. That would. God, that's gross.
Oh, it's nasty. Ugh. I mean, I just was watching this documentary, not documentary, but this video last night about how in parts of Mumbai. There's not enough toilets to service like the slum areas where all these millions and tens of thousands of people live.
Is that India?
It was in India, yeah. It was about how people go out and they squat on the beach.
Wow.
Because there's water handy there to clean yourself up with. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, sometimes you really start thinking about, like, and now this woman has no excuse.
No.
But it's just jogging my mind. Like, you know, it made me think about, like, you know, the first world versus third world. Something as simple as plumbing of a toilet, man. Access to a toilet.
I don't even think about that. I keep thinking about the premise, and I don't want to get into Avengers again, but I think about the premise of overpopulation. And if there aren't enough toilets for the amount of people in your sewage can't handle the amount of people in your area.
Now what?
Yeah, you know.
And people, listen.
It ain't stopping people from having kids over there.
People ain't, when we don't eat like, you know, it's not like a cow that's eating grass.
Right.
And hay. For 24 hours.
Well, they ain't eating cows over there either.
But I'm just saying, the human diet
is
disgusting. Right? We eat, ice cream. Oh, I'm going to have these chips. I'm going to eat this burger. I'm going to have, you know, and cool, you're going to have a salad too. But God. Our diet is not limited and restricted. It's everything.
Yeah.
So, bro, that's like...
You're making me hungry now.
That's why when you think about, like, you know, cow shit, at least it just smells like wet grass.
True.
You know what I'm saying? When somebody drops a deuce... That's a terrible thing, fam.
Yeah.
And it sits on the beach and stays wet. All right, I'm done.
Thank you.
That's no problem.
That's different. that'll segue into, you know, I know we talked a little bit about what we did all week, but I love planting stuff. The reason it segues in is I bought new fertilizer. It has some manure in it, but not like what you're thinking. It's more like a mulch. With feed, but I transplanted two of my trees. I got a lemon tree and a lime tree that just weren't taking. So I went and bought more mature trees. I love doing this, by the way.
I know you do.
Every
you're in the wrong state.
I know.
You need to move to a farm belt. If I was in
Cali, just with the wet, like everything grows in California. But I hate the traffic.
Well, because of all the water they use. Remember, yeah. California is mostly desert until you get east into the, you know, Sierra Nevadas.
Yeah.
That's a desert climate.
But
and then north, of course.
Yeah, I transplanted more mature plants, you know, dug the old ones out. They weren't dead, but they also weren't growing.
Right.
And
so what'd you do with them? You threw them away?
Yeah.
Dang, you sacrificed them?
I don't know what else to do with it.
Damn.
I guess I could have put them in smaller pots and then watered them.
Could have kept them somewhere.
I didn't think. I didn't think.
Don't think, do.
Yeah, that's what I did.
All right.
So yeah, I chucked it, but the new one's doing great. The lemon tree already has some lemons on it, so it's super cool. I love
this. Life gives you lemons. Throw away the tree that didn't produce them.
That's right. Natural selection. What I'm hyped about though, and then that was the coolest thing. So I got them from Lowe's. Shout out to them. I don't know. They don't care. But I'm hyped to get my own limes and lemons, but limes mostly because you cut them up and you put them in beer and they taste delicious. Certain kind of beers.
You're that dress your beer type of person, huh?
Only with limes, though. I don't drink beers where you got to put, like, I've never put a lemon in beer before. The beer that you have to put oranges into, I'm not drinking that.
You don't have to do it, though. Like, that's just a marketing technique. It's a gimmick.
You're just adding
sugar. It's a gimmick.
Sugar to beer.
It's just a gimmick. You don't need to put an orange in a beer.
No. But I don't want to. I draw a line right there. But a little sliver of lime in a Corona, so I'm like, please.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that either. I don't like adding extra stuff to my beer, I don't think. That's not really not my steez.
I like that.
So you're growing lime trees just so you have a supply of limes to dump into your beer.
That, and if you put limes on food or like lime, put lime in your soda water.
Right. I just wanted you to expand on that. I wanted to make sure this just wasn't solely for beer.
No. Wait, that's a large portion of it. But no, I always want, and I also have a pear tree. You're not going to put pears in beer. I just love pears.
I'm going to piss on that one.
No, you're not.
Stop me.
T-Money was here today.
Stop
He's me. Saying how he's going to hack my... He ain't hacking nothing. He ain't getting in. We had that conversation. He installed the wrong piece in his garage.
Boy.
And his neighbors...
You should have called him out on that when he was here. You didn't give enough confrontation.
I know. We didn't have enough time to talk.
I didn't have any beef with him, yeah, if he would have stayed here.
Did a little stop and chat and then bounced.
George, how do you store your coffee beans?
I keep them in the bag that I buy.
Same here.
And, you know, there's another article came up on ineedcoffee.com, and it goes through the different methods, you know, to keep your beans fresh, and it tells you what can kill your beans and all that stuff, so... we'll post it in the show notes, but
I read through this.
Mine doesn't last long enough.
I read through this, and it's interesting that what they say one of the things is they go through the list, right? There's five things that can destroy your coffee: moisture, air, heat, light, and depth of roast.
The fifth one I need to have explained.
So light roast versus dark roast. If you scroll down towards the bottom, when coffee is roasted well into and even beyond the second crack, the structure of the coffee bean is more fragile and porous. This greatly shortens the window of freshness. I talked with one Seattle roaster that told me that a dark French roast coffee might start to taste flat in as little as 4 days. That is 4 days from roast. You can try and seal the coffee as best you can to preserve and extend freshness, but a heavily roasted coffee will age faster.
But when are you gonna, you said 4 days from roast?
Yes, from roast, not from opening.
Yeah, how often are you gonna get coffee beans 4 days?
I think that's interesting. I think that's interesting mainly because I think that might be a big part of why I'm not too big of a fan of dark roast coffee. Besides the fact that, you know, it's tough to find a good dark roast that is roasted properly, right? Because a majority of dark roasts that are out there are just burnt beans that they sell as a, quote, French roast. But now after reading this, I think it's coming to light that, well, most dark roast is probably stale.
Yeah, and I you know, this brought some light. Like, that was the one thing I needed to have explained. The other ones make sense. But, no, I store everything in the bags that they come in. And the thing is that it's not going to last, at least at my house.
Yeah.
You're talking about a bag lasting a week.
Yeah, that's about how long maybe it takes my house to. Yeah, a week.
That's only if we don't have coffee.
And I like what this story says, as they say, you know, putting your coffee in the fridge is about one of the worst things you can do. Not only is it a moist environment, which is dumping moisture in there, but coffee can also absorb the flavors of food being stored in the fridge.
Yeah.
So it's like baking soda.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't want
the
soaking up
all the, you know.
Not that my fridge stinks, but I don't want my coffee to taste like broccoli, cuz broccoli kills. The broccoli scent is just pungent. I would not want my coffee tasted or like
with that broccoli. Well, so this article goes on, it talks about like using a vacuum sealed container to store your coffee. But I'm like, wait a minute, what about the light? So it says you need to store your coffee in a dark cabinet if you're using glass jars or like this vacuum seal container they have linked here. It's like a plastic clear bin. I think the bag is enough for me. I think so. I told you, I talked to you earlier about how I have some ideas of some storage bins I would like to kind of create.
Yeah.
I don't think most people have a problem with how they store their coffee just in the bag the way it is. There's probably not a big market out there for coffee storage.
Yeah. I think the majority of people really need to pay attention to how hot they're brewing their coffee and give it, like, let that cool to a drinkable temperature and watch how different your coffee tastes.
So, you know, I think that's, we've touched base on this a few times, but I think that's where that big line gets drawn in the sand. You have one side of the spectrum, you have people who, I don't give a fuck. My coffee needs to be hot, sugar, and cream right now.
I just want my caffeine in me right now.
Which I think is unfortunate because there's a million points of nuance to be had beyond that.
Right.
There is a strange thing where people that have that mentality about, oh, it needs to be hot, coffee, you know, sugar and cream. They will tell you that that's the way they like their coffee and that's it. And really what it is it's kind of a stubbornness of just not being open-minded and trying it a different way. I understand if you're against the 10-minute preparation in the morning or, oh, I don't want to have to grind my own beans and et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. It's like a fast food mentality. And it's just this stubborn concept of like, this is fine the way it is. It's like, no, it's actually better. A million different ways beyond the way you have it. And you say that this is the way you like your coffee. You've never explored outside the box.
Well, I was in Costco on Friday, and I for shits and giggles, I walked down the coffee aisle, and I'm like, what kind of whole bean coffees do they have?
Documented this. This would have been a good piece.
I know, and nothing stood out to me as like, oh, I'd like to try that. It was just, and I'm telling you right now, the bags where you could see through the bags, you could just, even if it wasn't a dark roast, you could see all the oil in the bag.
That's a big sin right off the bat, selling coffee in transparent bags.
And there's a few that were transparent. And what was really bad is, like, a few of them had cuts in the front. I should have taken a picture of that.
Oh, dear God.
And I'm looking, I'm like, who's going to buy? Did they do that so people stale can smell burned. The coffee?
I don't know. That is weird.
I don't know. But it was like super, super. According to this article right here, keep it away from light.
Yeah, they just broke every rule.
You're selling it in clear bags.
But they don't care because, you know, it's just going to sell to the person that's just going to grab it. And
yeah. But and don't get me wrong, Kirkland makes some amazing stuff. Not that this was all Kirkland brand stuff, but their vodka is great. I just recently, I got a bottle or whatever container of their Mai Tai mix. Their margarita mix is out of this world. Like it's if you're looking for
I make my own margarita mix at home.
I'm sure.
No, no. You don't have to be sure, I know.
I like fast food margaritas.
So no, I mean, it's obvious.
They're all pre-mixed.
And put oranges and limes in it and shit.
No, I don't put
fruit salad.
I will put limes in it.
It's a fruit salad.
Yummy, yummy. That takes me back when the kids.
I know that
takes
shit
me back
too.
When the kids were young.
Oh,
man.
Okay, we've been at this too long today.
We sure have. No, fun week. I'm happy with it. I go back there. I tell you, I really want to go back to Gabby.
You do?
Having going to these different places, Gabby was such a cool environment.
I think Gabby's picking up a lot of steam. I told you on Facebook, people were talking about, oh, look at this new joint. I'm like, yeah.
Been there.
We covered that. We covered that. We took some pictures.
Did
and some
early.
Took some photos, you know, wrote a little something about that.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Check us out. Number one coffee resource, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you don't know,
not yet. In Seattle, obviously. Seattle has a chip on their shoulder against us for liking cold brew.
Sure do.
I'm going to change the game.
Was that Earl?
That was Earl.
Good.
He liked it.
Let him
He liked it.
Because I think he's a listener.
His Pearl Jam friends didn't. Came over in their jean jackets and fucking microwaved their coffee.
Jean jackets.
Oh, damn it,
man. No, Earl, just so if you're listening, I hit my first 400-yard drive. So that's for you to.
I can't wait for Earl to tell me that's chump change.
It could be.
No, I'm just.
But I'm working on it. Started going to the gym again.
We got to go to Seattle, meet up with Earl, get caffeinated, and hit the links.
I'm down because he is, like, back in this show. I'm pretty sure he listens to every episode.
Great guy. He just really is. He was just really an all-around great guy. Smart as they come.
Yeah. The picture he took was awesome. The whole spread.
Oh, yeah. It was nice, right?
The cold brew, the soda water, like all the good stuff. That was impressive.
We got
fans out there.
I got to get him on the phone. Get his wife on the phone. Like, I heard you didn't like the coffee. What's up with that?
call her out.
All right, well, we're done here.
Yep.
It's 1 o'clock.
It is 1 o'clock.
We've been at this for, what, 4 hours today?
I got the first graduation party at 2.
Well, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Signing off, guys.
See you next week.
Later.
Later. We would like to thank everyone for pressing that subscribe button on Coffee Talkie. We appreciate all the support, downloads, and comments. Give us a follow or comment on social media when you get a chance. At Coffee Talkie on Twitter and Instagram, and The Coffee Talkie on Facebook. If you're like most and haven't figured out how to listen to podcasts, you can listen to every episode at coffeetalkie.com. Thanks.